cold sweats and a fevered brain, unable to sleep, impossible to think clearly. You feel an anxiety. You got labored breathing. You feel mood swings from rage to despair. You've talked to your doctor, and he suggests you try an extra adult beverage in the evening before he prescribes lithium. He tells you you're not alone, that half his patients lately seem to be suffering similar symptoms. Mass hysteria, he mumbles to himself, and you go home thinking you should seek a second opinion, or a third, or double down on those adult beverages. You decide to quit watching the news, stop reading the papers, forego the radio. It doesn't help, not a bit. Menopause, you wonder? Or in half cases, male menopause? Hot flashes, mood swings, depression. You discover half the neighborhood is suffering the same malady. Something in the water? Something in the air? A terrorist nerve toxin, maybe? And then, out of the blue, right after the president sides with Putin over his own intelligence agencies, and even some of his Fox friends wonder, what in the world, Rand Paul, of all people, comes out and says, this hysteria is nothing more than intense hatred that blinds you to, well, maybe not facts exactly, but Trump's latest diplomatic move. He even gives it a name. After all, he is a doctor. Okay, an ophthalmologist. And you're having trouble seeing straight. He calls it Trump derangement syndrome. Meaning, you hate the guy so much you can't see what he's doing is smart, strategic, and possibly even visionary. You can't see it because you're blinded by hatred. If he calls the EU our foe, if he believes Putin when he tells him he didn't tamper with the elections, if he tells you he saved you from nuclear war with North Korea, if he lambasts our NATO allies and drops tariffs on them and the rest of the world, well, you only see red. You're locked and loaded with piss and vinegar. You got TDS, my friend. You've doubled down on the double negatives. You want to hold him accountable for all the wild promises he made this last election. End the war in Ukraine in a week. Find peace in the Middle East immediately. End inflation right away. No problem. Build the wall. Round up the illegal immigrants. Well, he's rounding up the immigrants, but all you can see are shades of the Japanese internments of World War II. Why? Because you hate the guy. And when he says he'll clear out Gaza and make a beautiful resort playground there, you probably can't imagine making reservations. No, because, well, you know the reason. There's no cure. And I suspect no one is looking for one. So today, when the Trumpster reverses once more, imposing new tariffs, reducing others, suspending a few, jumping back to his original position, which, if you remember, was before he explained the double negative, he actually meant to say, well, you probably gnashed your teeth and beat your fists and screamed into the storm because you hate the guy so much you are blinded to the genius of his strategy. You probably even think, like me, that Trump derangement syndrome isn't a description of us, it's a perfect description of him. Quite a disease.